I am like a 10 to 20 minute bather. Like, I will get in the bath, feel the magic of the water healing me, and then be like, okay, I'm good. I'm going to get out now. Like, I never really fill it up to the top either because I'm like, I don't need to. You don't need to have all that water in there because I get too hot as well. But I will just constantly get in the bath and have epiphanies. And so here we are. I'm recording with no pants on, no video version today, and I will explain why. And I'm not wearing pants because I'm really hot for my bath, but I couldn't wait another goddamn minute. We're having some thoughts over here. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Human to Human. I'm Jess, if you don't know, and I am feeling some ways about social media, about podcasting, about my life. I just moved out of my parents' house, which has been a huge milestone, and I'm actually recording this from my parents' house because I had some work commitments near their place. So anyway, my past 24 hours has been really weird because basically all my work commitments I was supposed to have ended up getting canceled / derailed, and all for a greater purpose, which is this lingering thought that has been in my head circulating every once in a while that I've been pushing away of just like, how much longer can I go on like this? And it sounds like so dramatic. How much longer can I go? But it's just like the way I'm showing up on Human to Human, the way I'm showing up on my social medias, the way I'm trying to show up in my work life, the way I'm now showing up in brand deals and partnerships and UGC content. Like, it's a lot. And I've been really falling into this trap of more. And I noticed it when I finally felt settled. Well, I'm still definitely getting settled, but I'm like in this new apartment. It is everything I've been dreaming and wishing for literally years at this point. And yet my mind is still going to this place of what's next. And my mind is going to this place of, I need to make more money. I need more abundance. I need more. And I actually kind of knew deep down that that's not abundance. That's coming from a place of greed. And that's coming from a place of putting a ton of pressure on this kind of thing. And things have just been feeling really off in my body. And so it's really odd that the past 24 hours have kind of unfolded how they did, because they basically came out to me having a conversation with technically a coworker, which is so fucking cool, but a therapist. My coworkers are therapists. I work for a psychotherapy practice called Building Bridges Psychotherapy. They are incredible, 4 in-person locations in Toronto, the GTA, and beyond. And so I was supposed to do an interview with someone today, and it didn't happen. And we ended up having an hour conversation instead. And it went down this rabbit hole of how I'm feeling about my career. And it's so crazy because I'm just rethinking my dreams and what I want. And the way I've been using social media lately has just been from a place of overconsumption, which has been making me feel so overstimulated and unwell in my body, which is not good and a big red flag warning sign for me. And it's also been something I've been using based on like expectation. I've been really putting a lot of pressure on myself that also comes from social media and the podcasting industry of, you need to show up every single day. You need to post every single week on your podcast. You need to post on every single platform. You need to be showing more and more and more and more. And for my whole, not for my whole life, let's chill out for a sec, but for the past couple years, since I started Human to Human in 2020, which will be, I'll have my 4-year Human to Human birthday in July, which is insane. I've thought, oh, the dream is to make money off my podcast and to get paid to do brand deals and have this be my full thing, my full income, my full life, my full career. And as the universe works in her glorious freaking ways, I am building a career that actually, the foundation is Human to Human. The foundation goes even beyond that. I've been video editing. I've been podcast editing. I've been editing in some form since I was young. I remember being like 8, 12, however many years old, editing like birthday videos for my friends because I just like loved putting together video compilations. And so this has been in the works for so long. And since I started Human to Human, I just assumed, oh yeah, the dream is for this to get famous and for me to be able to live off the income of this. And And the way my career has been unfolding has been incredibly different than that. And I have definitely still been trying to force myself to chase the virality of social media of, I just need to post more and then more people will see my stuff and then I'll go viral. But that's not healthy. It's not normal. I've had videos go viral. It does weird things to your brain, and the expectations I'm putting myself, the expectations I'm putting on myself to show up all the time is making me like feel so weird inside, because I'm not putting content out there that I'm always 1,000% proud of. It's content that it's like, yeah, it's good. And it's something I said in a podcast. So put it out into the world and maybe it'll blow up. But similarly to how I've spoken about moving out, when I let go, that's when what was meant to happen would happen. And so I just had this really wonderful conversation with a therapist at the practice. And she was just, you know, she went into therapist mode and she was asking me so many deep questions. And I drove home and I was like, what the actual fuck just happened? Because I went in there thinking we were going to talk about her. I was going to do my regular mundane recording spiel ordeal that I'm like, it's so habitual to my body now. And the universe totally shook me up. And yesterday it shook up my plans too. And so I'm sitting with myself being like, okay, this was meant to happen. And the way I've been showing up on social media is not sustainable. And that little voice is getting louder and louder. And I want to listen to her before it gets out of hand. And then I also had this moment of like, wait, maybe this is a way I'm supposed to let go and trust that whatever's meant to happen will happen. And it's like, fuck, I haven't known how to let go in terms of my career for a while. And things have come up in completely different ways than I ever expected. And coming back to this whole always chasing more thing, as I mentioned in my moving out episode, I've been keeping track of my money and my expenses and my income for over 6 months. So I know exactly how much I'm spending and how much I can basically like live. I know what my means are and how to live within them. And I'm learning more and more as I obviously live at my apartment longer. And so I'm like, you're secure. Yeah, I'm not a fucking millionaire. I am also making like definitely less than the average person, I think, in North America. I don't know stats. You know what? Discard everything I just said. The therapist today asked me about how I felt about school and psychology. And I said, I hated psychology in school because I hate research. And so I hate statistics and I hate numbers. I don't read research studies ever. I have been like struggling with my ADHD and I've been like, I should read some research studies about ADHD. And I'm like, there is nothing I would prefer to do less than read a fucking research study. That's what I had to do for 4 years of my undergrad. And then I had to write papers about that shit. And it's all valuable. Trust me. Valuable information. I'd rather have someone just tell me what they gathered from a research study that they learned. So I, again, ADHD. I have no idea why that came up or what tangent I was going on. I'm back on track. I make less. The point is, I was feeling like I had to just keep pushing for more posting, more money, more. And it was like, why? Why? I just achieved this huge thing. I don't want to think about what's next. I want to live in what is right now. And the way social media has been making me feel, I know the way my body's been feeling is correlated, because I've been feeling so agitated and so annoyed and so overwhelmed and so overstimulated in a way that is very unhealthy for me and has just like led me to cry. I don't cry as much as I used to, which is kind of cool. But when I do, I'm like, oh, fuck, like there's some shit going on. And so it's just been a lot. And my body and my mind have been going through so much change. And it's so weird to like bring about more change as that happened. But it's change that I think my body and my mind are craving, which is more stillness and more time for myself. And I'm not sitting here being like, I'm not going to do anything or post anywhere. But like, Instagram is my drug. Truly, like there's something about Instagram that the other social media apps don't do for me as much. And so I definitely want to take a pause from Instagram. TikTok is very different because TikTok, I feel like you can be so unfiltered on TikTok. I'm also at a point now in my life where I'm like, oh, I'm making money off of some very few things I post, but some. So I'm not just going to be like, peace out from the whole world, because that actually helps me pay my rent now. And I fucking love that work. This is the weird thing too, is I've been like going one full extreme to another of like, should I take a full break and detox from everything? But it's like, no, I don't hate this. I love every single part of this, but it's the way I've been showing up that's not working anymore. And then I've been on the complete other side of it where I'm like, I should just keep doing exactly what I'm doing. And I'm like, no, your body's telling you that what you're doing isn't working. And so I'm meeting myself in the middle. Okay, sweetie. That was to me, not you. I don't want to sound condescending, but I am trying to meet myself in the middle and change how I show up, because the way I've been showing up, and this was coming up in the conversation I was having with the therapist, my therapist coworker today, was that it's all about the expectations I'm putting on myself that are informed by the industry of podcasting and are informed by the societal pressures of life, and then also the pressures of social media. Like, okay, if you are a creator in any sense, and maybe you're not even a creator and this still comes up on your algorithm, like, these fucking bitches, like, I think they're good people probably deep down, but I'm just like, shut the fuck up, get off my Instagram feed, of them being like, you need to post every single day to blow up, this is how I post 3 times a day on TikTok, all you need to do is just like batch your content. It's like, shut up. Like, batching my content isn't gonna fucking solve my problems, and posting 3 times a day doesn't make my body feel good. So can you just get off of my feed? And I understand that the more I consume of it and the more I feed into it, the more they're gonna give me it. Them, as in the ominous algorithm people. And so I'm just like, oh, you need to stop consuming and stop creating and posting so much in order to figure out what the fuck I want out of my life. And coming back to the big dream part of it, it's like, do I want my life under a telescope? Microscope? No. Telescope, you see the stars. I am a star. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. And I don't have to know. And I don't think I'm ever going to know what my next step of my dream / my life / the actions I should be taking are, unless I unplug and live in what is right now. I want to live in this phase of my life more than anything. I think that's my whole spiel. And I don't know where to leave this off. I think I will leave it off with, like, with podcasting even specifically. Like, it was just becoming more and more extreme of like, okay, now I'm doing video versions. Okay, now I'm doing 2 camera angle video versions. Okay, now I'm editing the audio more. Okay, now I need to post on my YouTube shorts more. And it was just spiraling literally out of control. I super respect this influencer / YouTuber I've watched for a really long time. Her name's Lauren Elizabeth. She had like YouTube and podcasting and TikTok and Instagram. It's like, I feel like our heads are going to explode with all these stupid fucking platforms that are all basically the same thing. But I respect her so much because she was like, I didn't sign up for video and audio when it came to my podcast. And now it's just like, this is so much work. And I just like didn't, this is just not what I signed up for. And I'm like, honestly, respect. Because something seemingly simple and so approachable has now gotten blown out of proportion. And that's actually exactly why my day changed today. It's because a therapist walked into the room and was like, what? We're recording video? No, I know. And I was like, respect the fact, like, and she was like, oh, I am willing to do video, but I just didn't realize we were doing video, which is also fully my fault for not gonna own up to that for a minute there. Fully my fault for not making that extremely clear. I definitely mentioned it, but I think that's something I need to make abundantly clear, because it's a thing. And she's like, yeah, no, I thought we were gonna have an intimate conversation, just the two of us, super chill, got to wear my cozy clothes. Like, no, I need to be more mentally prepared for video. And I was like, oh my god, I just love that you just set such a strong boundary and your whole body said no and you said, okay, I'm listening to you. And that's something I want to get more in tune with. But like, we can't do that when we're constantly fucking consuming things. Like, I just fucking hate that every time I have a conversation about the way I'm feeling, it always comes down to unplugging and getting off Instagram and getting off social media and stop producing. Like, a huge step for me in my life was to not listen to this Rachel Hollis podcast anymore. I still love her and respect her as a person and an artist and a creator and an entrepreneur, but I had to stop listening because it was constantly just about do more, post more, here's how to blow up. And I know that's not her intent. Her intent isn't to tell you to do more, but that's just what I kept receiving when I would listen. And so I'm just like, it's okay to stop consuming the shit you always consume, because your beliefs might be changing and they might not be serving you anymore, that person's content. And I've even been thinking about, like, why do I watch vlogs? What is it about vlogs on YouTube that I watch? And this is what the therapist and I were chatting about today. She was like, what is the point? You are literally watching someone do the same thing that you do throughout your whole day. And I'm like, we have to be comparing ourselves to these people. Like, there's no way we're not. And it's just gotten to a point where it's really negatively affecting me, where I will go on Instagram and be like, oh my God, why doesn't my body look like that? Or like, why doesn't my life look like that? And I actually feel less than, because I'm not an influencer at fucking Coachella. First of all, Jessica McDonald, her body cannot handle a music festival. And again, I go on social media and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sad. I can't be like the cool girl who gets so drunk. Like, oh, those girls are so sick. It's like, Jessica, you were blessed with a healthy body which demands your respect and your care of it. And that's not a bad thing. And the thought processes that have been going through my head are a bad thing. And it makes sense why all of this is coming to a head right now, because it's like, I just changed my entire daily life to the point where it's like, I feed myself everything. I cook myself everything. I buy everything. I am cleaning everything. Like, I am so hands-on now in my life, which is exactly what I wanted. And I'm so fucking grateful for it. And I'm like so pumped about that being where my life is at right now. But because I've added more to my plate, some shit's gotta go. And I'm not saying human to human is going. I am obsessed with sitting here talking about my life right now. Like, this is so healing for me. And I just think the way I'm showing up in the online world, that's what's gotta change. I only want to put stuff out there that I am so incredibly proud of. And that's how I feel about every hoo-ha video I put out there. I fucking love the hoo-ha videos I put in the world, and that's helps me pay rent. And so it's like, I'm obviously going to continue that because it makes me feel so fulfilled and so creatively challenged. And so it's like, okay, I'm not just going to put clips of me talking on my podcast if that's not what I think is entertaining. And like, I will make certain videos and I will watch them 7 times over, and I just like love it so much. So it's like, bitch, Jess, like, do more of that. Do less of the stuff that doesn't make you excited. It's like so funny how the world works too, because it's like nothing's going to blow up and become viral, which let's leave that for another day if that's even what I want. I don't think. I don't know. I fucking don't know. But like, the things you don't truly believe in are not the things that are going to bring you success. Okay? Right now, the two things, not two, there's a few other things, but like, also, let's redefine success, first of all. But like, again, that's for another conversation. I need to redefine what success even means to me. But the two things that I consider bringing me success right now are working for a therapy practice on this mission to make therapy easier and more accessible, like easier to find and more accessible to more people. That is so deeply meaningful to me, and it feels so good to be a part of that community and that workplace. I consider that successful. I'm not making $1 million, but like, I am so fulfilled. Money is not what's going to make us feel fulfilled. Obviously, having enough money to live comfortably will make us feel good, but that's a big mission. And then the other thing is UGC content, and especially working with Hoo-Ha. I am obsessed with their products. I am literally wearing the sporty bralette right now. I don't know if it's called the sporty bralette, but it's like the sporty bra, and I'm wearing their cheeky undies right now. It's all I'm wearing. Sexy. And I'm just like, I'm obsessed with their products. I'm obsessed with their brand. I'm obsessed with their vision. Like, I would be spending my money on their products regardless of if I was working with them or not. And I love making just creative content. And so it's like, okay, Jess, there are things that are going well. Awesome. Allow yourself to let go of those things that aren't feeling as good. So I appreciate you listening to this fucking rant of mine. If you enjoy the podcast, I love you so much. And this has been such a hard thing I've been grappling with, because I'm like, I know specific people who tell me they listen, and I think about you. And I'm like, I don't want to stop putting content out there because that person laughs when they listen to my podcast, or that person looks forward to my episode. And that is so wild to me. That has been a dream of mine as well for so long. And that feels so meaningful for me. And so I'm not sitting here being like, I'm never going to post again, because it's like, I love doing this and it means so much that you care and you tune in and you actually like give a fuck about my life. I'm a random person. Like, you fully don't need to listen, but the fact that you do means the world. And so I love Human to Human. I think the podcast format is just something so near and dear to my heart. And throwing it all the way back to the OG version of just like sitting on my bed with a microphone, staring at my window, staring at like all the waves that show my vocal cords and me talking like right now, like it just makes me so happy. And it's like, oh, I can bring it back to the basics and I can write my own rules for my life. And I just want you to know that too. If you're not happy, you can write your own damn rules. Okay, you're so cool and you're so awesome. And I'm so excited to see how this will change in my life and how my life will evolve with this. And I'm just so ready to like keep to myself a little bit and just like absorb the joy of this ginormous milestone that I just reached, because I did not think I would reach it right now in this point of my life, and I have, and it's like, it's beautiful and it's hard and it's worth it. And so that's all for today, and subscribe to the show so you don't have to go on Instagram to see when I post new episodes, because that's the best way to find me, is here on the podcast platform. And if there's any other best way to find me, I will let you know. But if you'd also like to just request a topic, or you have a question, or you want to share a funny story that will make me laugh, because that's also why I love doing this, there is a link in the show notes. And my website, humantohumanpod.com, is something I'm using more now, which is so fun. It has a section that includes all the podcast links. It has a section, like a page, where you can submit any story, any question, all of that. And then it also has my UGC portfolio now, which is awesome. So if you are a brand, or if you know a brand that I would be so aligned with, feel free to look at my portfolio or send their email to me. My email is humanhumanpod@gmail.com. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And I really encourage you to take a social media break. Give your mind a break. Give your body a break. Go put your feet in the fucking sand, grass, water, whatever feels good for your feet. Okay? My feet are comfortably under my blankies right now. And I will talk to you soon. Okay?